CLTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka'a. And be first, the main points. Cameroon's credibility and ability to mobilize funds from foreign investors have been seen as a great move as she raises over 300 billion CFA francs to assist in the implementation of the 2024 state budget despite volatile market conditions. One of Cameroon's ace journalists, political figure and social critic Susan Kalalube has died at the age of 71 after a protracted illness. And in sports, Atlantic Football Club of Kribi is leading Kemi of Garoua by 2-1, while Options Sport of Bamenda and Union Sportif of Bongbang are playing a 1-1 draw at the opening games of the national Interpost competition underway in Yaoundé. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. The state of Cameroon, through the Ministry of Finance, has succeeded in mobilizing 335 billion CFA francs through a bond issue on international markets. The operation, facilitated by Citibank Group, took place in London from 29 to 31st of July. The delegation to London was led by Finance Minister Louis-Paul Moutazé, who equally seized the opportunity to discuss with investors and rating agencies about Cameroon's economic outlook at a time when the state has intensified measures to streamline public spending. The funds secured from the international markets will be invested in improving the activities of SMEs as well as domestic debt servicing. Veterinary professionals have been exhorted to step up production by production, be creative, and embrace the spirit of entrepreneurship so as to meet up with the import substitution policy. This is the key message at the inaugural discourse delivered by the Minister of Livestock, Fisheries and Animal Industry, Dr. Taiga, at the Pioneer Veterinary Symposium in Cameroon under the slogan Advancing Excellence in Veterinary Medicine by Transforming Veterinary Education for a Sustainable Future. Giving the kickoff, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Famdongo, stressed on training and professionalism as pillars of the SND 30. According to a study carried out by Institut de la Francophonie pour le Développement Durable, it revealed that taxes and duties levied by local authorities continue to stifle the activities of smallholder businesses in the country. The research, which is to ascertain the needs, capacities and constraints of the private sector in effectively contributing to sustainable development in Cameroon, was carried out in 6 out of the 10 regions of the country, sampling 150 SMEs, 150 startups and 100 public authorities and institutions. Once validated, the findings are expected to contribute to the conceptualization of policies that will favor the private sector's contribution to Cameroon's achievement of its 2020-2030 National Development Strategy. One of Cameroon's veteran journalists, Susan Kalalube, died this morning in Douala following a protracted illness at 71. The most renowned female practicing journalist will be remembered for her hard work, her talk on critical political issues on several media platforms. And onto this other obituary, the former board chair of the Electricity Regulatory Agency and former Secretary of State to the Minister of Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Jean-Marie Aliokol, has begun his final journey to eternity. His remains were coffined at the morgue of the Yaoundé Referral Hospital this Thursday in the presence of members of government, CPDM party officials led by the Secretary General of the Central Committee, Jean Kwete. He will be buried in his native Lomié in the East Region on Saturday. And to this press release, the Minister of Finance hereby reminds the general public that in accordance with the tax legislation in force, fiscal stamps can only be purchased from the following public accounting offices: tax collectors' offices, fiscal stamp revenue offices, paymaster general's offices, specialized paymaster's offices, divisional treasuries, subdivisional treasuries. Taxpayers are therefore urged to remain vigilant and to submit their documents in person to the above services for stamping without resorting to assistance of third parties. The Directorate General of Taxation has made arrangements to facilitate the acquisition of fiscal stamps at the above mentioned offices. The Tax Department is also at your disposal to authenticate any dubious stamps. While counting on the compliance of all, the Minister of Finance would like to recall that as per the regulations in force, all documents bearing fake fiscal stamps shall be systematically rejected and their holders liable to criminal prosecution. Signed, Louis-Paul Moutazé. And in foreign news, Nigerian police have fired live bullets and tear gas to disperse thousands of protesters in Kano, the largest city in northern Nigeria. The protests, sparked by the rising cost of living, have spread across country, with protesters chanting, "We are hungry." In the capital, Abuja, police fired tear gas at protesters who defied a court order to gather at the National Stadium on the city's outskirts. Businesses in Lagos, Nigeria's economic hub, have also closed as the protests continue to grow in strength, with protesters demanding the reversal of the government's fuel subsidy removal. And in sports, the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo and the Fekafu Technical Center in Oja will play a playing host to day one matches of the 2024 National Interpost competition, which kicked off today. Option Sports Academy of Bamenda is locking horns with Union Sportive of Abombank in a Pool A fixture, while Botafogo FC of Litoral will play against Sporting of Marwa in the pool, in first Pool B match. Second day one matches are currently going on. The 2024 rugby season in Cameroon has ended with the crowning of Espoir Men of Yaoundé and Red Dragon Ladies of Douala as cup winners of Cameroon. Espoir Rugby Club of Yaoundé defeated Yuk in the men's final yesterday 12-7, while Red Dragons beat Fon Dream Sport Academy by 15 points to 3 at the Annex 1 of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium to lift their fifth consecutive trophy of the Cup of Cameroon. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Cameroon is killing up on capital from foreign investors to finance projects that can potentially fast-track economic growth in line with the Sustainable Development Goals and the National Development Strategy 2030. The sum of 335 billion CFA francs has been sourced by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Moltese, for the purpose of funding relevant projects in the country. How significant can mobilization of foreign capital be to Cameroon's current growth needs? Belinda Shu spoke to an economist and put together the following report.
Cameroon, like other countries, is looking ahead to earn a pass mark in 2030 when the implementation of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals will be evaluated. As the deadline for the SDGs achievements draws closer, it's critical to mobilize private capital to attain the benchmark. Mobilizing that much capital necessitates broadening sources of financing and increasing private capital mobilization in addition to domestic revenues. Hence, the sum of 335 billion CFA francs mobilized as private capital is critical for SDGs such as zero hunger, decent work, financial inclusion, and innovation. Matoya Kletus is an economist and general manager of Medino.
This time around, with these resources mobilized, the government could concentrate in stepping up the addition of value by setting up projects that can accelerate transformation with the setup of transformation hubs in the production basins. It will create a lot of employment and opportunities.
An increase of investment into the country is also vital to fill the funding gap for infrastructure development.
Production basins are locked up and they can only be disenclaved by creating farm-to-market routes where they are not in existence. We have to improve on the road network so that will enable the circulation of goods.
Cameroon will therefore continue to embark on leveraging its balance sheet with the goal to maximize finance through the catalyzation of private capital flow.
Belinda Show. After the successful closing of the private financial placement in London between the Ministry of Finance and international investors, Evelyn Gangen caught up with the Citibank Country Office of Cameroon, Gordon Archer, to get his reaction. He says the funding Cameroon just acquired will significantly help to boost the country's economy.
Citibank has been in Cameroon since 1998, 27 years. And over the last 27 years, we've been consequential in the support that we've provided the government of Cameroon with the Eurobond that we did in 15 and 2019, and now the private placement that we've done in 2024. This goes a relatively long way to support the general economy, because what is going to happen is that a lot of arrears, a lot of money that the government actually owed, would be reimbursed. So there will be a significant injection of liquidity in the market over the next couple of months. And so we are extremely happy to have been part of this transaction in ensuring that the government gets the economy rolling.
The Citibank Country Officer for Cameroon, Gordon Archer, talking to the CRTV. And coming just a week after the July the 22nd presidential decree authorizing the Minister of Finance to obtain 336 billion CFA francs from international financial institutions, yesterday's move in London to underscores government's resolve to ensure the effective implementation of the 2024 state budget. In the following analysis, senior reporter Teke Julius examines the context under which Cameroon is struggling to obtain loans both on the domestic and international financial markets.
It was on the 22nd of July 2024 that President Paul Biya signed the decree authorizing the Minister of Finance to obtain 336 billion CFA francs as loans from international financial institutions and 288 billion CFA francs from domestic public securities. With the 335 billion already raised in London alone, just a billion CFA francs is left for the government to record a 100% success rate. This development is coming at a time when the government is bent at ensuring the effective realization of the 7,212.5 billion CFA francs 2024 state budget of Cameroon, which had been increased following the presidential ordinance modifying the 2024 finance law. No one should be oblivious of the security challenges Cameroon has been grappling with in the far north, northwest, and southwest regions. These challenges, plus the ongoing conflict between Russia and Ukraine and other global crises, are depriving the country of enormous financial resources, thereby pushing the government to resort to borrowing to meet up with her revenue projection. Government's move is also a clear indication that come rain, come sunshine, highly needed infrastructural, energy and other projects contained in the 2024 state budget must be realized to help significantly improve on the living conditions of the population while curbing inflation and underdevelopment.
Senior reporter Teke Julius. The Minister of Public Service and Administrative Reform says there is light at the end of the tunnel for the project designed to modernize the public administration in Cameroon. Minister Joseph Lee was speaking today while chairing discussions at a sitting of the Monitoring and Revenue Committee of the project in Yaoundé. Rigobert Maniga highlights the progress made in the process to modernize public administration in Cameroon.
In June 13, 2024, the task force charged with the implementation of the new system for the integrated management of the state payroll and human resources announced that 95% of the modules put in place by a Tunisian-based IT company to modernize public administration in Cameroon were fully functional. This, they said, followed a trial process in several public institutions, especially in Cameroon's ministries. The June 13 sitting triggered the naming of the software now known as Aiglo. 2 weeks ago, the logo of Aiglo was officially handed over to the state of Cameroon to replace the use of the antelope and CGPS in the management of the state human resources and the payroll. While these steps forward form a rapid move towards completely replacing the hitherto cumbersome process of meeting people, carrying physical files, and encountering administrative speed blocks in files processing, today's sitting of the task force and the ad hoc committee seeks to evaluate if the Tunisian company CIMAC has compiled with the deliverables for a partial pay for their service delivery.
Rigobert Mania reporting. Heads of decentralized territorial collectivities are fine-tuning skills in order to be more performant in the management of public resources at the local level. A capacity-building workshop centered on drilling them on a software put at their disposal by the Ministry of Finance to ease data collection took place in Yaoundé today. The event also featured the donation of some working equipment to the officials to facilitate the follow-up of resources. Here now is one of the participants, Dr. Benabe Fortier, on the merits of the workshop, an excerpt selected for us by Kelly Ali.
To give to the chef CPD all the capacity to master the application that is behind the follow-up of the resources that the government handled to the CTD. This workshop will help all the chef CTD to be able to carry out giving to all.
And we apologize for that not too good sound quality of that excerpt. Women in Cameroon are joining their peers across the globe to commemorate World Breastfeeding Week that will run till the 7th of August 2024. This year's edition, packed on the theme Breastfeeding Support for All, highlights the need to raise awareness about breastfeeding and its advantages on curbing infant mortality rate. For more on the importance of breastfeeding, let's listen to Dr. Mpiki Mted, a pediatrician at the Fulan District Hospital in Yaoundé. He spoke to Leslie Manu.
The theme of this year is aimed at bridging the gap and providing breastfeeding support for all mothers, for as many mothers as are willing to do exclusive breastfeeding. We know that breastfeeding can be a stabilizer in the society. Children need breast milk to grow healthy, and the mothers also need an environment that is conducive for them to breastfeed. So this year, the team is aimed at bringing to the doorstep of each breastfeeding mother who is willing to do exclusive breastfeeding for as long as it is required. And this team aims this year at providing support for these mothers who are willing to go the extra mile to give their baby the best. As we know, breast milk is the best, and it is what is most recommended for our babies. Usually, it has been found out that the working environment, which is not breastfeeding friendly, is one of the major causes why mothers will wean their children early or start introduction of breast milk substitutions earlier than 6 months period.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CLTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Actors of the Viva Logon Agricultural Project have been enjoined to work diligently for the proper execution of the seven-year project. The governor of the Far North Region, Mijiawa Bakary, was speaking in Marwa today in his capacity as president of the steering committee project during a second session of the regional technical follow-up group. Emos Enonya Ketagbo has details from Marwa.
In the subdivisions of Yagua, Maga, Vele and Kaikai, the Viva Logon project, financed by the World Bank, seeks to address several difficulties faced by rice farmers, such as insufficient irrigated farming space and financial subventions. During the second regional technical monitoring group session taking place in Marwa, under the auspices of the governor of the Far North region, actions were evaluated, such as the installation of the Sinohydro company for the rehabilitation of the project sites in Yagua and Maga, ensure permanent security, sign partnership agreements with banks and other service providers, and sponsor the acquisition of national identity cards of local rice farmers that will help them create bank accounts and facilitate subventions. To the governor of the Far North region, Mijiawa Bakary, the execution of the project is well on course.
This project, at the end, it is obvious that will increase the standard of living of population.
The seven-year project Viva Logon, sponsored by the World Bank, aims to improve food security in the three northern regions, as well as contribute to reduce the importation of rice. Marwa, Emos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
We stay in the Far North region, where some bags of millet have been handed over to some farmers in Gidigis to assist them following the invasion of their farms by swarms of grain-eating birds. The gesture is from the mayor of Gidigis, Mr. Bello. Sylvester Temking reports from Marwa.
Gidigis subdivision in Mayokani was not spared from the wrath of the migratory birds, but invaded some parts of the Far North region, causing untold damage to crops and leaving many farmers in a desperate condition. It is due to this devastating experience that the mayor of Gidigis has stepped in to provide relief assistance to the affected farmers. Mr. Bello, mayor of Gidigis.
The people were really in need after the devastating situation. That is why I had to step in to help them alongside other vulnerable people to sensitize them on how to avoid these destructive birds.
On behalf of the beneficiary population from all the localities of Gidigis, alongside vigilante committees and religious authorities, the Lamizo of Gidigis, His Royal Highness Aliu Amadu, expressed gratitude to the donor for thinking of this category of people.
Merci à Monsieur le Maire.
Thank you to the mayor of Gidigis for thinking about the population, especially at this moment where it is not easy to afford a bag of millet.
The donation ceremony was equally used by the subdivisional officer for Gidigis, Nestor Indion, to enjoin the population to intensify hygiene and sanitation campaign and to promote the tree planting exercise ongoing. Gidigis, Sylvester Temking, CRTV.
On a sad note, the iconic and prominent journalist Susan Kalalube has died, with tributes from media personalities describing her as a woman of character who stood by her convictions. She died early today following an illness. Kola Maloke compiled the tributes of the media men and women in the following report.
Media men and women in the economic capital who had worked with the late Susan Kalalube have described her as a fearless journalist who stood by the truth. Moki Charles Linonge is one of them.
My first encounter with her personally was in the year 2005, and I met a fine brain that symbolized fearlessness, boldness, astuteness. Someone to me I know and I thought and I believe respected a part of the social contract by being the voice of the voiceless. An instrument of checks and balances each time she had to talk about public issues in the media.
Apart from being a journalist who served as voice of the voiceless, he says, Susan Kalalube was a gender activist who impacted the lives of female colleagues.
And for the gender aspects, to me, Susan Kalalube sent across a very strong message to especially our female journalists that gender is neither a limit nor a barrier in the practice of this profession. May her soul rest in perfect peace.
The late journalism icon was also a mentor to young journalists like Lydia Elembe. I learned a lot of things from her regarding language and how to express myself properly. Many other media men and women have just words of appreciation and admiration of the journalism icon who quit the stage this Thursday morning after an illness at the age of 71. Skola Maloke, CRTV News, Douala.
On to sports, the 2024 National Interpol's competition kicked off this afternoon with Atlantic of Krebi and Union Sportif of Abongbang currently winning their first matches at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo. Atlantic of Krebi is leading Krimi of Garoua by 2-1, while the Fakefoot at the Fakefoot Technical Center in Oja, Union Sportif of Abongbang is winning Options of Bamenda by 2-1. After the matches, Botafogo will take on Sporting of Marwa in Oja, while Girondin Athletics will host Volcan of the Noon in Bankomo. Harrison Ashutiku has details of the tournament in the following report.
10 teams drawn from the 10 regional leagues of Cameroon are involved in the national interpools that kicked off this Thursday with day one matches at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo and the Fakefoot Technical Center in Oja. The teams are divided into pools A and B. Pool A is made up of Options Sport Academy of Bamenda, Union Sportive of Abongbang, Botafogo FC of Littoral, Sporting of Marwa, and Mintak FC of Upper Sanagar. In Pool B, we have Krimi of Garoua, Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi, Girondins Athletic FC of Ngaoundéré, Volcan of Noon, and Boya United of Southwest. Each of the clubs will play four group matches. Afterwards, the top two of each of the pool will advance to the semi-finals. The finalists of the tournament will automatically qualify for the Elite 2 Championship in the upcoming 2024-2025 season. Isosa of Limbe won the last edition of the tournament in Yaoundé.
Harrison Nashu Tiku, Espoir Rugby Club of Yaoundé and Red Dragon of Douala are the 2024 Cup winners of Cameroon in the men and women categories. Espoir men beat Youth Rugby Club of Yaoundé by 12-7, while Red Dragons of Douala retained the title after defeating Fondrim Sports Academy of Yaoundé by 15-3. Ben Collins, New Berwo.
The two 2024 Cup winners of Cameroon in Rugby 15 have been dominating the game in the country for over 5 years now. Espoir Rugby Club of Yaoundé that overpowered city rivals Yukmin by 12-7 in the final won their fifth trophy of the Cup of Cameroon this Wednesday. The team from the nation's capital also emerged champions of Cameroon's league that just ended. In the women's category, Red Dragon of Yaoundé that won the championship in 2023 and 2024 again dominated Fondrim Sports Academy in the final to lift their fifth consecutive trophy. One of the players of Red Dragon, Shekina Bassi, says unity is their strength.
I'm very glad this is not our first victory. This is the fifth time we are carrying the cup and working hard, communication, and then we're in peace, we're in union. That's what makes our force.
Linda Sengang of Fondrim Sports Academy says though they were beaten in the final, there is some improvement in the group.
For the first time, we had something. We are not going back with zero. So we are very happy, even though we lost the match. With work, we are sure we will make it. For the first time, we had at least three.
The finals of the Cup of Cameroon set the pace for the normalization committee that has been managing the affairs of the federation to prepare and organize fresh elections.
And on to Olympics, the president of the Cameroon Athletics Federation, Emmanuel Motobi Mbome, has called on Emmanuel SML Alogbede and Linda Angunu to represent Cameroon this weekend at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games with honor. The president of the Athletics Federation was speaking in Paris during a visit to the two athletes at the Games Village alongside the Federation Secretary General Charles Kuo Kote. And CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a. And here now is a summary of the news in the French language with Coralie Laetitia Emini.
Bon après-midi à tous. Le Cameroun vient de lever auprès des investisseurs internationaux un montant de 335 milliards de francs CFA. Le ministre des Finances, Louis-Paul Motazé, a signé hier le closing financier irrelatif. De l'avis des experts, le succès du Cameroun sur le marché financier international dénote de la crédibilité de sa signature. Cette nouvelle opération d'emprunt fait suite au décret présidentiel signé en date du 22 juillet dernier, autorisant le ministre des Finances à recourir à deux emprunts pour le financement des projets inscrits dans la loi de finances en cours et à l'apurement des restes à payer. La première édition du symposium vétérinaire du Cameroun s'est ouverte ce jour au Palais des congrès de Yaoundé. L'événement organisé par l'École des sciences et de médecine de Ngaoundéré était présidé par le professeur Jacques Femme Dongo, ministre d'État, ministre de l'enseignement supérieur, chancelier des ordres académiques. Les travaux se sont ouverts par la leçon inaugurale prononcée par le docteur Taïga, ministre de l'élevage, des pêches et de l'industrie animale. Le symposium vise à outiller les acteurs du secteur sur le rôle des vétérinaires dans la politique d'import-substitution. Réduire les inégalités, soutien à l'allaitement maternel pour tous, c'est sous ce thème qu'a été lancée ce 1er août la Semaine mondiale de l'allaitement maternel, l'occasion pour les spécialistes en santé de rappeler la nécessité de maintenir cette forme de nutrition afin d'assurer la survie, la santé et le bien-être de l'enfant et de la maman. En sport football, les Interpool 2024 démarrent ce jeudi à Yaoundé. 10 équipes partent à la conquête des deux tickets pour l'Elite 2. 4 matchs sont au programme pour le compte de la première journée au centre technique de la FECAFOOT à Oja et au centre d'excellence de la CAF à Bankomo. Le sport qui referme ce condensé des nouvelles en français, merci de l'avoir suivi. Sur les CRTV, les programmes se poursuivent.